Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for blessing me, is what the song just said. Well, good morning, everybody, and how are you doing? First and foremost, before I begin, our founder and the people, the person we're under the umbrella with this show, Adrian Bernard, I don't know what's going on, but I want to send a prayer out to her, Father, in the name of Jesus. I call on your holy name right now, Father. Give your name all the honor, glory, and praise. I don't know what's going on with our founder and Pastor Adrian Bernard, Father, but you know what's going on with her, Father. So, Lord have mercy. I ask you, Lord, Father, today, as I come humbly before you like a rag doll, to send your Holy Ghost anointing out there, Lord Father, to see what's wrong with my sister in Christ. Send your angels out there to encamp around my sister in Christ, Lord. Because for her not to do a show all week, there has got to be something wrong. God be to glory, Lord Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just need you, Lord, today to go out there and check on Adrian, Lord. I am begging you in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and I give your name all the honor, glory, and praise this morning, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, We Overcame is a radio show that me and another minister, Billy Byrne, do on Saturdays. He has first, third, and fourth Saturdays, and I have second Saturdays. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, Revelation 12:11, meaning that when we testify and let people know what's going on in our lives and how good God has been to us, then that will encourage somebody else to come into the fold, or that will encourage somebody else that they can too, they too can make it, or this too shall pass in their lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. On Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, Adrian Bernard does a show where she has ministers come on to minister to the people. Lord have mercy. And this week she didn't do a show, and I'm just a little thrown off with that. God, please forgive me. Lord, people, forgive me this morning because my mind is straight on her. Praise God. And join us on Saturdays. On my Saturdays, the Lord has not led me to a guest. Well, today he did, and I'm going to talk to her after the show, but the Lord hadn't led me to a guest yet. And I was having an open forum so people can come in and testify about the goodness of how God has been to them, how good the Lord has been to them. And I know there's a lot of testimonies out there, and I know there's a lot of people that want to share. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mondays and Fridays, there are no shows on this blog. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Destiny Ministries has a radio show at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Western Time. For if any of you guys want to come on and just listen to how good the Lord has been. Her show is awesome. Her name is Adrian Bernard, this whose umbrella we are under. Her show is just so awesome. I've listened to it. I went in the archives. I've listened to it. It is fantastic. It is fantastic. It is fantastic. The guest preachers and speakers that she have on her show really elaborate on the Word of God and give you a clearer understanding. Perhaps you could be stumbling in an area or some things you might not understand. You're more than welcome to call also into her show, and they will elaborate and give you an understanding where you don't have one. And the phone number to call in is 858-683-1334. Again, the number is 858-683-1334. I would also like to let you know with the first, third, and fourth Saturday of the month, Minister Billy Burns is on, and she is an awesome woman of God, one of the most humbling women I've ever met. She has a spirit as sweet as pie. And she has guest speakers on her show, which you're also more than welcome to call in the number that I said on Saturdays, and they start at 8 o'clock in the morning. And listen to the testimony of the men and women that come forth. And maybe somebody's testimony can help you out. And on the second Saturday, me, Renita Pinkney Smith, I have had an open forum since I've been back on the show because I was out for a while because I was in a very severe car accident. And I was off the show for a while, and I thank Billy Burns for holding it down and holding it together for me while I was going, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I thank God for her. I thank God for Agent Bernard for allowing me to even come back after such a lengthy. But we're going to go on this morning and praise the Lord. Well, people, I've got something to say. Y'all know I was in a car accident, and for a long time I couldn't walk out. I wasn't in my right mind. I suffered with severe depression and different things that I made. The medication made me severely depressed, suicidal. I mean, I went through a whole lot of different things dealing with this accident. But I can say November 5th that just passed marked the one-year anniversary of my accident. As of the one-year anniversary of my accident, November 5th, I could walk. Hallelujah. I'm in my right mind. I can dress myself. I can bathe myself. I'm no longer on medication. Hallelujah. And I got a promotion. Look at God. Huh? Wait a minute. I just need everybody for 30 seconds to give God some glory. Hallelujah. Look at God. The day to my accident, I got promoted. Look at God. What a difference a year makes in your life, huh? If you keep your mind, your strength, and your eyes focused on God's face. I'm going to tell you, I'm here to tell you about it today. The Lord is just too good. His glory endureth forever. Let me tell you, forever. I want everybody just to give 30 seconds and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just give him glory. We ain't come here to ask you for nothing, God. We just came here to thank you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. He has been so good. He has been so good. He has been so good. Good, good, good. Praise the Lord. And see how good he is. If you don't listen to nothing else, I need you to listen to those words. Give the Lord a chance in your life. You will not go wrong, because I'm going to tell you, before I came fully into Christ, over 10 years now, prior to that, I didn't, let me see, how can I put this? I am, like people say that God is some kind of mystic genie being. I really thought God was like a big genie that set up among the stars. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, because I can talk about me today. Can nobody get mad about that? And if you do, we're going to pray with you. But I felt that God was some kind of like mystic being, like a genie out in the stars. I didn't have no type of understanding. I didn't even have a belief system. You know, they said, did I believe in God? I guess. But who is God? You know what I mean? Who is God? I didn't have no type of understanding. I was one of the people that sat in back of the church that chewed gum like was disruptful. You know what I mean? Was hateful, you know, was sitting back in the church and was like, I'm not giving them my money today. I'm not giving them my money. All they want is the pastor just want my money. And I put like 50 cents or a dollar or some pennies in there being funny. But that was me because I was so unlearned. When you know better, you do better. And I was doing this in my early 20s and 30s too because I still had not come into the fold of God. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you, October 7th, 2004, is when I came into the fold of God. I was in church. Again, I was dating this guy. Shacking up, yeah, I was. And he said something to me, just it struck me, just and I cussed him out in the church house. Yes, I did. I'm gonna go ahead and admit to my sins. Yes, I did. Then a few minutes later, I couldn't breathe, and I was like, "Well, Lord, let me go outside and get some air," because I didn't know what was going on. Mind you, I don't have no belief system, so I wouldn't think that it was God drawing me in. So I go to walk out the door. And before I get out the door, I fall out into a praise. 5 hours later, because I got delivered, fully delivered that day, 5 hours later, because church was over, I was still in the bathroom on the floor getting delivered. 5 hours later, when I opened my eyes to realize where I was, because that whole time I didn't know what was going on, I was hollering, screaming, it was a lot. There were three women there and a little girl. The three women that were over me were all dressed in purple, and there was a little girl that stood over me. She had on a white dress with purple flowers. When I was delivered and I opened my eyes and I looked up and I saw the bottom of a toilet, what in the world? Did not know how I got into the bathroom. All I remembered was walking out the church, did not even know service was over. I'm going to tell you how I came into the fold. Everybody's testimony might not be like mine, but this is how I came in. And I opened my eyes and I looked up and I saw the bottom of a toilet. Now, me being the person that I am, oh, toilet, wait a minute. But that was from the Lord. This is how dirty and filthy you were on the inside. You were nasty. You were very nasty. Later on down the line, I know what that signified. So as I got up and I sat there on the floor, the child and the three women disappeared. So as I got up, the ministers from the church came into the bathroom. They were like, "Are you okay?" "Sure, I'm fine." As I got up, I went to ask them where the women at that were in here helping me. They all told me what women. They've never seen those women in their lives. What do you mean? They were just in the bathroom with the little girl. There ain't no little girl and no women here. What? Yes. That was my experience. I asked quite a few, several church members. Two of them said they seen the women sitting in the back, the last pew of the church. Nobody else seen them. Nobody knew who they were. Look at God. And that's how I came into the fold. Didn't understand what was going on with me. I was delivered. Prior to that, I'm going to run the line down to who I was prior to that. I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. I was mean as a rattlesnake. I'll fight you at the drop of a dime. I smoked cigarettes. I'd cuss you out from head just because. And if I didn't feel like cussing you, I'd just run up and punch you in your face just because. That's the type of woman I was. I was very bitter. I was very angry. I was very hurt. I didn't know how to express my feelings unless it was through physical violence. The woman I was straight up into my 30s, my children, thank God for them. My baby boy prayed for his mother. How did he get to pray? I'm not going to lie, it wasn't me. Did not take him to church. Did not teach him about God. I was home getting high, smoking crack. Yes, I was. Drinking liquor, smoking cigarettes, cussing. Wanted my kids to go somewhere so I can enjoy my high and get high. They were working my nerves. This is where I was in life. I'm not ashamed of where I was in life. I was ignorant. I didn't know. I was in the environment of my streets. I was environment, a product of the environment I was raised in. No, my mother was not a drug addict. No, my mother did not smoke cigarettes. No, my mother did not drink. But it was the people that I hung around, my environment, that I became who they were. Those spirits jumped off on me. So again, as I was trying to find out who the women were, I never found out who they were. But I didn't know what happened to me either. And people, this is very important for new converts, as myself once was, and new believers, and people who don't understand and have questions. Nobody told me what happened to me in that bathroom. I didn't know what had happened to me. All I know is I didn't want to smoke crack. All I know is I didn't want to drink. I didn't want to smoke cigarettes. Actually, my brother came down a little while after that, Ronnie. And we would normally drink, you know, he's from the Army, and we smoke cigarettes. And he was like, Renita, what you got to drink? I don't drink. What do you mean you don't drink? So I told him what happened. He was like, oh, okay, wow. Nobody never explained to me that I was delivered. So with me not knowing what's going on, the spirits going out of dry places, finding none, coming back to their home and finding it still empty but not cleaned, because I didn't know to fill those voids with word, they tried to come back in, and I went back out. I'm going to go ahead and tell the truth for about 7 months until July, but I couldn't. It just, you know, it wasn't the same no more. I just couldn't do it no more. I'm like, what in the world is wrong? So I began to start reading my Bible. I would just urge every day, read your Bible. What in the world? Read, I don't want to read this book. I was urged every day, and I began to read my Bible, and I started with Psalms. Because in that time, I went to church. I worked a lot, so I slept in church. But I went. And nobody still told me, because I asked, what happened to me in that bathroom? Well, I don't want to smoke no more. What's going on with me? Everybody claimed they didn't know. So I'm telling this to everybody. If you're in a church, you're a leader in a church, even you're a member in a church, and you notice, hear, see, or witness something like that happening to somebody, please help them with that. Because it's difficult for somebody to come into a fold that don't know how to fold. You know what I mean? That's like me going into the car shop and they telling me to put this car together, put this what? Put what together? I can't put this car together. You know what I mean? So for those of us that are listening, for those of us that have a friend, for those of us that have a family member, for those of us who know somebody, who may know somebody that's struggling with some things of the Lord, who's going with through some things of the Lord, and who just wants help in the Lord, please be there for them, because it's very hard when we don't understand. When we don't understand, the Holy Ghost had to actually teach me himself, because no one would teach me. And that he did, and he taught me well. I ended up a year and a half later becoming a Sunday school teacher, a superintendent of Sunday school, and teaching Bible study to children and adults. So I want everyone to know that part of my testimony, I lived a very rough, hard life. For a woman, I would always ask God, why do I have to go through so much? You know, I just like I went through extra stuff. You know, it's just too much. It's just too, what in the world? It's just too much stuff. And the Lord told me someone has to die in order for other people to live. So I had to experience a lot of different things in life that I normally would not have experienced or normally would have been on my walk in life, because there's a group of women, because I know my thing, I'm a woman, and I went through a lot of stuff as a woman, a single mother, and different things of that nature that are out there that I do today help, I do today talk to, even upon a marriage. I have some women that contact me about things of the marriage, and my marriage was rocky at one time, very, 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 very rocky. And I remember these women writing me on Facebook. I don't know these women, and these women do not know me. And they was like, well, you know, I'm going through such and such in my marriage. You know, my husband, well, I'm going to just give an example. My husband left me, and I want to do this, this, and that. How do I deal with that? My husband had left me. I hadn't told nobody, especially these women I do not know. And I know that we ain't got nothing in common. I don't know these women. So I'm like, well, why would you ask me that? You know, why would you ask me that? Why are you calling me to ask me that? Their response was, the Lord sent me to you. The Lord, God, oh Lord, Jesus. Now, mind you, the very things that they were writing and asking me about, I was also, guess what, people? I'm going to tell you. I had to put what I was dealing with on the shelf because it's not about me. It's not about what I'm going through. It's about God's work and God's people. So I had to minister, rightly divide, and talk to those women. And just I stayed within the context of the Bible. I did not give them no worldly advice. I did not give them how I felt at that time because I wasn't feeling very pleasing. I did not feel like ministering. I did not feel like talking. I did not feel like being bothered. But my feelings were not important. What was important is that I do the will of God, which is always, since I've been in the fold, and now I can fold some clothes. That's when I say I'm in the fold. That means I know how to fold now, y'all. I can fold. And since I've been in the fold, when the Lord requires something of me, and I know, I do it. I don't care what's going on in my life. All that's going to have to go to the back burner. I don't care. My house could be on fire. I'm going to see what Jesus wants. He'll take care of it. He might not take care of it that day. I might lose everything in the house. Yeah, I'm just might. But it's okay because I got God. And I'm going to tell you, the day I got into my accident, I had decided to leave a little early that morning because I was going to go get my nails done, go pick up one of the sisters from the church, go out and eat, and then go. Because that night, I had to teach a Bible study lesson. That night at church, I had my lesson, my little stuff, and I was ready. I said, well, let me fix and get my nails done because I had a broken nail. You know, I had a couple of hours free. I was off work that day. So as I was leaving out to go, get my nails done, I got into the accident. Doing what? God's will. I died in the accident. But I was about God's business, so he let me live. Thank you, Jesus. There's some things that I'm not finished with yet, so he let me live. I stayed in the hospital a month. I couldn't walk for about two months. And when I could walk, I limped for 6 months. I had a severe limp, very bad limp. I lived for a long time. I used to love to wear high heels. I can't really wear a high heel. I might can wear a 2-inch heel, but you know, I wore the 3-4-inch heels. My husband's 6'2". You know, he's really tall. I'm only 5'6". So, you know, I can wear my high heels, not be taller than my husband, and it's okay because I love my high heels. Today, I can't wear them, but it's okay. God is good. I can put a shoe on my foot. You know, I can walk barefooted. The main thing is I can walk, and I give God all the honor and the glory and the praise for that today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, so as I'm sitting here and I'm talking, you know, I pray that somebody is listening. You know, I pray that this encourages somebody. I know sometimes when we're walking with God, the walk can seem hard. But it's hard because our flesh is acting up and our flesh is fighting against what God wants us to do, what is right. And then it could also be we still have some areas in our life where sin is stagnated, those hidden sins, those little things that we do, like the little white lies that we tell, or we are at work and we steal a little bit of something to eat every now and then, or if we in the office, we sitting around gossiping and, you know, different things like that. Those little sins like that will hold the door open for bigger sins to come in and join them. And I had to learn that because I used to gossip. I used to talk about folks. Girl, yes. I would talk about people. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. I'd talk about them behind their back. I'd talk about them in their face. That was me. I don't encourage anybody to live like me. I encourage you now to pattern your life after Jesus. Do not pattern your life behind me. I'm not a leader. I am a disciple of Christ. I am a follower of Jesus. If you want to pattern your life behind anybody, pattern your life how Jesus lived, how Jesus walked, how Jesus dealt with things. And you know, we so often hear all the time, what would Jesus do? Let's talk about that. What would Jesus do if somebody was in his face cussing at him? We all know. Well, I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. I feel Jesus would rebuke you. The demons would flee. But he don't have to deal with all that because he's Jesus. But we as people, we can't do that. So what must we do? Study the word of God and apply it to our lives faithfully every single day. And then you would know what Jesus would do. You wouldn't have to ask that question. You wouldn't have to read your Bible to ponder about it. Just apply the application steps of life. The Bible is the book of life, and it has ways that we should live, rules and things that we should follow. Oh, the Bible has rules? Yes. To govern life, you have rules. Gravity is a rule. You cannot go against the gravity. But we don't see that. We just see it's like somebody trying to tell us to do something. No. Somebody's trying to show you a better way of living, of under. This is how I feel. Now, if you don't agree, that's okay. If you want to sit down and talk about it rationally, we can do that too. But what I will not do is argue and go back and forth with you about it, because this is my belief and this is how I feel. You know, I feel that the Bible is the right way to live. I feel. And I know it is because God has talked to me. God was angry at me one time. Yeah, he was. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, he do get angry just like our parents get angry. I kept arguing. I get mouthy sometimes. I do. I told y'all before, I was a fighter. I was, excuse me, Lord have mercy. I was an angry woman. And when I got saved, all that was cleaned up. But it would try to pick his head out every now and again, say something slick to me. I would have a snappy retort back to you. And one day I was going back and forth with somebody, and the Lord, the Holy Ghost told me, shut up. I heard it, but I kept on talking. Next day, this day too, Holy Ghost, he ain't going to say all day long, he's not going to worry you about that. Shut up. Renita, stop arguing. Mm-hmm. Nope. Renita want to keep on doing what Renita want to do. The third day, I heard in my body, I said, shut up. Scared me so bad, I didn't speak for 3 days. They were like, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. I learned sign language. The Lord has spoken. But when he was speaking with me, I was so caught up in my mess. That's what taught me that it's not about me. I was so caught up in my mess and what I was going through that I just wanted to get my point across, because I didn't want to seem like a punk, because I didn't want to feel like it was in because I. You did you hear that? It was because I. What I was doing wasn't for the greater good of God. Because that very person I was arguing against turned around, the Lord would needed me to minister to them, but I couldn't. Because there was a lot of tension between us. That's how I learned. Because there's a lesson in everything you go through. That's how I learned. When I'm going through, doesn't matter. I'm putting it down. And I'm going to do what the Lord has for me to do. If he tell me to shut up and zip, he's zipping it. Because the Lord knows what's best for me. The Lord knows what's good for me when I don't even know sometimes what's good for myself. Sometimes we can be greedy and selfish, and we think this is what we want. But in the long run, it ain't what we want or need. You know, God is good. God is good, you know. I had the car accident. I went through a lot. It was a very trying, very try my faith. it tried my faith very, very hard, because prior to that, I used to be up in the morning. I used to say, well, I'm faithful in church, but I was faithful going to church. I was going to church with Jackie London. She was my pastor at that time. And I would also get up with Miracle Burleson in the morning. She had a 5 o'clock a.m. prayer that was beautiful. I mean, I think that I know. No, I don't think. I know that prayer carried me through what I was going through, because I prayed with her for July, August, for about 4 months before I got into the accident. For about 4 months. You know, she used to have 5 o'clock morning prayer every single morning, Monday through Friday. I get up, I begin dressed for work, and I'm on that prayer line. Praise the Lord. And I pray, and they pray with me all the way till I got to work, called to 7 that morning, and God was there, and I missed it. And I think some of those things, like those two women I just mentioned, you mentioned, and even Pastor Adrian Bernard, I used to always listen to her 4 o'clock show, you know, when I was going through. And those three women really, they helped me. They let me stand on their backs while the Lord allowed them to help me get to the next level in Christ. And I give God all the honor, glory, and praise, and I thank those three women this morning, you know, because God is good. God is faithful, and his mercy endureth forever. You know, Lord have mercy. Well, people, we don't have any callers this morning. I've been talking close to an hour. And I'm going to keep talking. Nobody's calling in. So I thank God for those of you that are listening via radio. Or, well, you didn't call in. Or listening however you listen on your iPad, your iPods, and all those kind of different things. I thank God for this forum, because it gives me a chance, and it gives us a chance and an experience. And it gives us it gives us a way to express ourselves to people who may not know the goodness, who may not understand the goodness, who may not even have yet come into the fold of God. It gives us a chance to minister to your spirit. And I'm not talking about minister, because I'm not a minister. And when I say minister, that means talk about the goodness of God and help you through a situation. I minister to your spirit. I told you about the goodness of the Lord. No, I don't have any titles. No, I don't. But when I use the word ministering, it means I'm talking to your spirit to spirit, and helping your soul and helping you come into God. I'm just plain old Renita K. Pinkney Smith from North Carolina. But anyway, I would like to also talk about, let me see, I want to put this in the right words. Sometimes, you know, not politically correct, you know, but that's just who I am. I want to talk about, when we have testimonies, what are testimonies, and how do we know, oh Lord, excuse me, that we have a testimony? Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, because I've been posed this question. A testimony is when you've gone through a test in life, some big, some small. A testimony could be as small as, thank you, God, for waking me up. Or as big as, my biggest testimony is my car accident, and glory be to God, a year later, am I not only functioning in my right mind and my right qualities, but also I got promoted. A big testimony, I have another one, is my husband, we went through the rockiest marriage. The Lord has straightened him out. My marriage is restored, and my husband is taking his rightful place in God. To me, those are big testimonies to me. To you, your big testimony test could be whatever you're going through in life. And whatever we're going through in life, we know the Lord is helping us. Whether you're a believer, excuse me, Lord have mercy, I'm yawning so much. Please forgive me, y'all. Whether you're a believer or whether you're not a believer, we all know God brought us through. So whatever you're going through in life and you want to talk about it and you know it's going to help somebody else, whenever we go through in life, somebody else is going to go through it too. We're not the only ones suffering, going through, being put in, being taken out, being spun around. We're not the only ones going through that. Other people are going through that. That's why I enjoy this radio show so much, because it gives you a podium or a platform to reach millions of other people, because people may not call in on the radio show, and that's fine, but they do listen to it in the blog. A majority of the people don't call in, but they do listen to it via the computer. And I don't know who's on the computer this morning, because I don't know how to tell that part. You know, but a lot of people listen to it via computer. A lot of people, Lord have mercy, excuse me, a lot of people don't call in. And some people don't call in because some people just aren't ready to talk. You know, some people just don't call in until they have a friend or a family member that's going to be on the show, and then they want to call in. I want to encourage people to call in anyway and support this show. You know, because this show is really good. I know it's early. I know it's Saturday morning. But if you had to work Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, you'd be up going. You know, if you had something else to do 8 o'clock Saturday morning, you would be up doing it. Praise the Lord. I know that there's an email address at New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com where you can send your request if you want to be on the show. You can contact Billy Byrne and let her know you might want to be on the show to testify. You can contact me, Renita Pinkney. We're both on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm not sure if she's on Twitter. Or you can contact the overseer, Adrian Bernard. Our emails are all, our doors are always open, you know, to help, you know, people. And if you want to be a help to people, you're more than welcome to join us. You can email us. Again, it's at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. You can email us any prayer requests or praise reports, or if you would like to share on the broadcast, you know, go ahead and email us. Let us know. If you want to write to us, the address is P.O. Box 75012 New Orleans, L.A., Louisiana. You can also write there. Also, we welcome you to like our New Destiny Ministries Facebook page, Twitter page, or you can listen online like a majority of the people do. They listen online at www.newdestinyministries54.com. To hear our archive messages, you can go in there and hear our messages. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, New Destinies Ministries, and you can hear it there. There are so many ways, and there are so many avenues that you can come through to get to New Destiny Ministries if you would like to come on the show and share your testimony. Or if you're a minister and you would like to be on Adrian Bernard's show, you have to contact her. She has to talk to you first. You know, she just can't have everybody on the air. I will go ahead and put that out. You know, we just can't have, you know, the devil would like to slip in and, you know, try to tear down with this good woman of God who started out as an evangelist, who is now a pastor, who has been faithful to this ministry for years. She has been faithful. She has been faithful to this ministry. She has been faithful to the call of God on her life. She is a woman of faith and substance. She has a heart of gold. Her name is Adrian Bernard. If you would like to contact her, the above information I gave you, which I will repeat. You can contact her. And it is either you can call on the radio shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the week at 1 Western, 4, I can't do that right. It is standard time, 5 a.m. Pacific. I mean, oh, Lord, 1 Pacific. It's 4 o'clock down here where we are, y'all. I get those little things like that confused. I need to write it down. Lord, forgive me for that. Jesus. But if you're in the West Coast, in the East Coast, it is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can call at 858-683-1334. Or you can email her at newdestiniesministry54@gmail.com. Or you can write P.O. Box 750-122 New Orleans, Louisiana. Also, if you would like to, a prayer request or a praise report to go to Billy Burns or even Renita Pinckney, you can use the above address. Also, I thank God for you. God is good. I'm going to end the show this morning. I would like to end it with prayer. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to end the show. I don't have any callers. I don't know if anybody's listening archives. I don't know if anybody wants to talk via computer. I don't know how to do that. I need to learn how to find where you guys are at. Please forgive me if anybody has been trying to come in via computer. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. But I'm going to pray. Our Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. Give me your name all the honor, the glory, and praise. Thank you, God, for waking us this morning. Thank you, God, for giving us, keeping us in our right mind. Thank you, God, for allowing us to clothe ourselves, bathe ourselves, feed ourselves. Thank you for the roof over our head and food on our table. I thank you, God, for us being able to walk, talk, and stand upright in your presence, Lord. I thank you, God, for mercy and grace. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for everything you've done in our lives. I thank you, God, for everything you're doing in our lives. Lord, make every crooked step or crooked line in our life straight. Lord, send your Holy Ghost anointing ahead of us, Lord Father, to straighten out those roads in our life that might be crooked. Lord Father, send your Holy Ghost anointing ahead of us, Lord Father, to detour us if we're going to make a bad turn or a wrong move, Lord Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep your Holy Ghost angels encamped around us, Father. I give your name all the honor, glory, and praise. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm signing off, everyone. Goodbye.